Thank you very much for coming to this meeting. Colleagues will remember this is one of those, I wouldn't say dreaded meetings, but we need to go through the reports. There's three reports, maybe just in terms of a program for the week. We will see how it goes, but I'm quite confident if everything goes well by 12 o'clock we can wrap up. Tomorrow we intend to meet on just a draft, a few sets of minutes, and one report on the that we have the seminar on risk factors for police. We originally were scheduled for 10 o'clock, but I got a lot of requests due to the traffic issues that we started tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I don't foresee that that meeting will go beyond an hour. It's not a lot of set of minutes, but we need to do it. So I just want to remind you that it's 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll ask also ask the secretary just to convey the amended time to members. I think the meeting is the meeting is 7. Yeah, you can just confirm that. Honourable members, in terms of our reports, there's three reports that's been made available. Just to indicate that we try to encompass as much as possible of the members' input during those processes. So I think it's a good report. Thank you very much for the leadership and the contact advisory that we worked over the weekend and previous week on it. What we will do is that we will start with IPAC. We'll start with IPAC and then we'll move to the secretariat and then to SAS. But maybe to say that let's start with a approach that we adopted last year, that we will first go through the recommendations at the back, because that's really the thrust of the report, and then we will adopt from much onwards as we go along. So in terms of the IPAC report, dated the 9th of April, if we can go to page 18. Recommendations. That right? So we're on the IPED report, page 18. We'll first go to the recommendations, because that is the gist of the report. If members are happy with that, then we move page to page. Because remember, the first few pages deals with the key concerns of the previous year. It refers to the budget information, as well as the discussion and comments made by members during the proceedings. So that is really the approach. So we will go to page 18. Should I allow members a few minutes? Yeah, let's allow members on page 18 a couple of minutes, and then we'll go paragraph by paragraph. Starts with the recommendations, budget allocation 2016-17. Just to indicate we are starting with the IPAC report, and we're starting at the back with recommendations, because that's the most important part of the issues that we dealt with. Right. Can we go to page 1861? The first issue deal with the budget reductions. I think then the committee was in agreement that the budget reduction should be reduced. Then I think in terms of the expansion strategy, there is just maybe that we may include a 90-day deadline for IPAC to respond to us about treasury's response. Because the problem is if we don't put in a timeline, it's going to be problematic. I don't know if members agree. So maybe in paragraph B, if we can just ask the secretary, because when I went with them, maybe include, they must within 90 days to put back on that interaction with patients, that we can get a clear indication of, in terms of the expansion strategy. C deals with the issue of Marikana investigation. Members will remember the 5 million that wasn't allocated. And we're asking, I think, quite significantly that it should be reconsidered by treasury. Everybody happy with that? Then, colleagues, page 19 is the service delivery performance issue. Paragraph 8 deals with leadership ability. B is the budget program restructuring. Then the issue of dependency that was also raised by members. Then the issue of training, awareness training, oversight ability, and then stakeholder engagement. If there's anything on page 19 members on, I think we would please raise those your concerns. The bottom of page 19 is just additional information that we requested during the year from the department. The issues regarding to legal services. Colleagues, anything on 18 of 19? Just give a few more minutes for members who haven't had the opportunity to study it. We will come back to these pages. Remember, we go to start at page 1 in terms of the approval. So, colleagues, page 1 deals with the introduction, the legislative framework, and the role of items, structure of the report, that is the usual. I don't know if there's anything, but please, if there's any grammar or typographical errors, please raise your concerns. Can we go to page 2? Page 2 deals with the structure of the report. And then 2 is really issues we dealt with last year. So members will see issues that we already dealt with on page 2 and 3. So it's not new issues. Honorable, what about you?
The second paragraph of the introduction.
Okay.
One. Yes. Where it speaks of the IDP was renamed. But it's only renamed. It changed.
No, I think if you read that sentence, remember in the first part of the sentence, it says with the implementation of the Act, it was renamed. But of course, I think it's focused and constitutional, legislative aim change. So that is, but you've got a specific suggestion.
I don't have anything specific, but my point is, the way it's phrased is like it was just only the remaining that it fits. Then my point is, it's not like it's only the remaining that too, whereas it's not only the remaining.
Yes,
you're
welcome.
Would you maybe say
we'll
re-establish?
Yeah, establish could deal with that. That's fine. Thank you very much, Nicolette.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. I just want to clarify on D, which is death as a result of police action. I just want to clarify whether it is only police action when on duty or also when off duty.
I think on and off duty, but it is on and off duty because there's a definition section for that.
But remember, this extra piece from the act itself.
I want, because it was the incident over the weekend, and I wanted some clarity. Thank you.
Correct. Everybody, I think page one. As I said, point three is a repeat of the previous year's funding. If there's anything there, and also on page four, if we can move to five deals with the main budget recommendations to the 15-16 budget, as well as the 15-16 hearing recommendations. Then page five deals with the strategic priorities of IFA for 2016-17. So then if there's anything on those pages, please raise it. Anything that you want. But as I said, it's material that we've done with previously. Then page six is information that we got from IFIT, and that's also regulatory information. It's about the IFIT budget and performance targets for 16-17, changes over the NPA period, and then a description of what the IFIT budget is looking like. And that also continues on page seven. Anything up to seven? And this also information comes from the ENE. So it's really an extract from the ENE. Page 8 deals with administration, also extract from the ENE in comparison to the previous year. Page 9 deals with the investigation and information management program, also the relevant budget. So that's quite clear. If we go to 10, deals with the legal services. And then page 11 deals with the legal services strategic objectives and program for compliance monitoring and stakeholder management. Page 11. Maybe also indicate this information was also contained in the research briefs that was made available to the members when we dealt with the budget book. So not new material. Then we come to page 12. That's really where the members gave the input. So if members feel that their opinion wasn't really included, now the opportunity to raise your hand and say, where's my sentence or where's my wisdom? Not reflectively. Committee observation, page 12, where we dealt with the reduction of the baseline allocation, that later also become the recommendation. So this is some more time, we need to look at page 12 and 13. Page 12 deals with the reduction of the baseline, then the unfunded mandate, the Marikana issue, the issue of machinery and equipment, and the increased compliance steps. Yes, the committee secretary raised the issue then by 13G unfunded mandates. The committee raised concerns. Concerns? Well, or is it just concerns, right? Concerns?
Well.
Thank you very much, Mike. You're number one today in terms of the competition. Yeah. I'm worried about Honorable Bailey. He's still on boards. Honorable Molabati as well. She's a star performer, but he's not well. So.
Yeah.
Excuse you. Anything on 13? Then colleagues, on page 14, we deal with the leadership stability within IFIT, the issues that was raised regarding the acting positions, the vacancy, then the removal of the targets, where we reached our concern, and also the issues of the capable workforce, the training issue that we raised our concern about. Then on page 15, also the issue of the Marikana investigation, the National Investigative Unit. We also did highlight the issue of independence of IFIT there with regard to the forensic, cathological, and ballistic experts.
Thank you very much, but I'm not sure where IFIT would go, and it is appropriate to put it under the independence, but one of the issues that we raised and discussed was the failure of the police to comply with the recommendation, which I believe not only undermines the work of the independent police investigative director, but also is independent. So is it worse than, or I see this report also add there that it's often delays in compliance or complete review of investigations by the police, and these recommendations are not necessarily implemented.
You write that you're hearing
under
that scene. Let's ask the content advisor and the researcher to advise on that input. Content advisor, yes.
Yeah, I think we can put something, I was just taking under the recommendation, we didn't make a recommendation.
Yeah, right, let's just go back. Let's go through. Let's just hold that. Some recommendations. I think there was something about the police.
It was kind of increased in D under the general, but not specifically the recommendation. It was more towards non-compliance generally, but we can include that.
Yes, I think if that section D under 5.1D, that section there, which actually deals with budget allocation, not a specific program, but that. If you could just put a stronger worded sentence that there are issues with compliance, that there are issues with implementing recommendations, that would strengthen that piece a little more.
Under what paragraph?
5.1D.
5.1D. Compliance management. This one is from the previous one.
Yes.
Increased compliance services. Yes.
If you look at page 17 under program 4, hey, awareness training to services. The second paragraph there says the department indicated that several cases of non-compliance by a staff member in Section 23 of the IPED Act have been opened. And it says that that's just the response, but it's not the committee concern. Thank you.
I think we focus a lot on non-compliance but not recommendations. So I think that's something that can be included.
Okay. Thank you very much. The Secretariat will do that. Thank you for that honorable element. We're still on page 12 and 13. If there's anything else that members feel it wasn't reflected, please raise your hands. Then page 14 and 15. Leadership stability. We spoke about that, removal of targets. The workforce already and other issues already referred to, but if there's anything that please indicate. And we move from 15 to 16. Performance targets. On page 16 we also highlight the underperformance of legal services and our concern about the move possibly to the other program, and we say that they should give us assurance that issue of policing powers and then the issue of budget program restructuring, where we raise the question whether it would be appropriate to do it or not. They must come back to us with regard to that. And then also the issue again of targets and indicators that we've raised there. And on program 4 we raised the issue of awareness training and success. Again the issue of non-compliance, the issue that's on the volume has raised. I think if you look at this report politically, I don't want to prepare members for Thursday, but I mean the committee says very strongly that we think Treasury must assist IPED for the expansion strategy and also the following issue. So I think that's very strong from the oversight point of view. But members can't use it now in their speeches, of course, like that. Anything else on 16 and 17? And on 18, we deal with the issue of the consultative forum targets and the CPF
if we issue that as a part of the development now on the other subject, but that's maybe you will have to deal with when you can interact with them. And then you come to the recommendations that you already look at.
Yeah.
So members are welcome again to look at the recommendations if everything is covered there that we dealt with. Page 18, 19 and 20. Yes, probably, right?
On the consultant for empowerment, is it a legislated performance indicator or target? I don't think it makes sense to have it as under the broad stakeholder management. I would suggest that the committee recommend that it is a separate indicator because it's a statutory body.
Sure.
And for us, it's more effective oversight on the
I think it's a good proposal. Let's include it. Because remember, colleagues, in the Act, there should be the meetings of this kind of forum, and we're struggling this last 2 years to get clear reports back at this point. Right, colleagues, anything else in 18, 19, 20? I'll allow some 2 minutes talk if there's any on the edit. Can we get a proposal for adoption on 11-8? Second that. And we'll check. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Philip. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So now go to the chief on one minute.
Okay, sorry, I can't remember if this is a specific context at which I'm meant to do this. We certainly support the adoption of the report.
You reserve the right on the vote.
I'll adopt it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think we will
okay. Vote. Yeah.
Colleagues, we will then go to the CSP. It's a 16-page document. The civilian secretariat. And let's go to the recommendations. On the bull market.
Sorry, I was thinking very hard. I keep one eye to the German question on what the average is. And I always forget what it means. So I should be briefed again. What few reserves, what does that actually mean?
We, as my colleague said, we support adopting the report. But when it comes to the floor for a vote
for the budget,
our caucus in the budget actual vote, our caucus has to make that decision. Because it's a collective decision. So it means until that point, we're not going to express whether we support the budget or the report in a vote on the floor. We may not. I'm not at liberty to speak about that because it's a matter of focusing.
So is it
possible
to send it that when we're in parliament and from different political parties, we need to draw the line of our political parties?
Thank you also for that opinion. Thank you. Honourable Marky.
Maybe a follow-up. So because we didn't report to all of us, and maybe you might even have contributed more than I did in this report, and then out of the sudden you're saying, no, I reserve one. It doesn't make sense to me. I understand, but it doesn't make sense.
Okay, sure. David, I see that I'm going to give Honorable Bailey and then Honorable opportunity there from the area, but then we want to continue.
Basically, the adoption of the report is fine because it's
the record of the committee's proceedings, deliberations, and what's covered during the budget hearings. So the report has a record of the deliberations we support. We have to have the committee adopt it. But the budget votes as the money bill that the House will vote on, we cannot at this stage say whether we'll support or not. We separate between the adoption of the report and the position on the budget votes.
Yeah.
No, I think the approach, the general approach that we have to this committee is good of bringing out broad policies from the committee to the committee. But it's quite true. When we go, for example, to the National Assembly or another movement, I, for one, for example, are very much, we have actually agreed to very clear practice. But when you go and get outside information, for example, this Saudi Arabia thing, sometimes you will see that this is actually a point boy, you see. How come when we are starting to tell people for example, those closures, those are exclusions that are definitely in the world.
So they tried in 1640 to close those. Thank you very much, colleagues, for that debate. I think clarify the position for the report on the fact that you might be called on Thursday. Right, let's go then to the report of the strategic area. On page 14, we deal with the recommendation. On 16.1 is the budget recommendation. We shall shortfalls, the financial recovery plan. And remember we also indicated that they must review their ACT targets. And then we also indicate for the first time that they must rethink the budget of those institutions that fall under them. We must remember the issue that we had in the DNA board. It's quite clear that we need a clear indication of what is exactly their budget. And then we also highlight the issue of leadership stability factors, the position of Secretary CFOC Director to monitoring might be a cautious and possible. And the issue of compliance. Then we also put a timeline for progress with regard to the functioning of the audit and risk committee. Performance recommendations. We said more seamless looking, they must look at it. Also into smart criteria, and then the whole issue of compliance with the NTN requirements that Hem has raised throughout the hearing, which has been indicated in J, the issue of the regulation, and then importantly we say that within 3 months they must provide us on issues of policy of militarization and provisionalization of SAPs that can understand for some time. So we put a clear timeline there to report back to us. Then I think we put a very strong recommendation in terms of the legislation that's been outstanding for some time in M. And the issue for the Unitaries Forum in C. And the other issue is self-explanatory. The colleagues talking is looking at the recommendations from the College Council. As I said, we will come back to that as soon as we finish with the rest of the documents.
On F. We have performance test
page 15. So we then will read.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. It speaks here of in order to ensure a greater coverage of patients being visited. But then the reason for this, was it not to avoid duplication?
Thank you very much, Honorable
Bati. Yes, Chair. I think that the issue of duplication rather than I think this raises Honorable Bati. I'm not sure how we got to the greater coverage, because they're only doing a few stations, if I remember, Honorable Chair. That was also raised. So we can tend that say to avoid duplication, because they're working with the provincial secretariat. We can check.
Thank you very much for that.
On point L, about the secretary finalizing policies and demilitarization and professionalization, I think it has been outlined and indicated that both issues form parts of the draft article on police. So I wonder if we shouldn't specify that is specifically about that particular document.
It's important that there is a separate policy on it. And they have to develop a policy so that they actually spell out what demilitarization means. I think it was raised by Mr. Markey last year already. What does it mean? Is it just a change of bank? Or is it a change of standing orders and so forth and so on and discipline procedures? They actually spell it out. What does demilitarization mean and what does professionalization mean? If you remember, the former National Commission spoke about professionalization as civilianization of policing. Now, I mean, that has also been a very big question in the committee, what civilianization of policing means. So the secretary has to assist the police to inform them through a research document and a policy paper what they define as.
Actually, that does make a lot of sense, because it's more about clarity and specificity than, okay, in that case, can I suggest that perhaps we insert a clause that says outside of the white paper on police, so that it's clear that we're also something separate from what's already on the table. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your feedback. Right. Anything else important for the members? I'll come back to this project.
Yes, I'm the market.
Thank you very much for that one, Bill Monkey. So we'll add that into the report. Right. Well, the 15 members come back in, if there's any from members, sorry. Let's go to page one. Page 1 again deals with the introduction, the structure of the report. Nothing new. I mean, this says grammatical or factual errors. Page 2. News where the issues are nearly late, given the budget hearing. Time applies to page 3, as well as page 4, and the middle of page 5. Page 5 deals with the strategic priorities of the CTSD, because of the effect. By 6 years with the policy priority, and in the budget analysis. You talked about planning part of the right under item. Many information taken from the PME as well as the budget for the minor researchers. That applies to both tenor. Okay. Okay, then we come to our own input for this budget viewing cycle. Under page 11, committee observations, if we started with general community direction and the DNA board. So I think members come next to look at page 11, especially if there's some additions for the issue. The critic state is concerned that during the presentation in February 2016, the members of the rating board indicated that they did not have a budget. What is the suggestion of that happened that they didn't have a clear demarcated budget? I don't know what
is that. So, such a correction, but when the person from the DSA board reported, she said there was a budget allocated, but the budget was used for the dystopic study memory. The members of the forensics board indicated that they did not have access to the budget because they didn't have access to the budget. It was run by the secretary itself and they didn't control the budget. There was a budget, but it wasn't clearly defined. We were that sentence, but there wasn't a clearly defined budget.
I've got
from the
Unit Council reading. Thank you.
The ability of the leadership came at this leadership.
Can be both. You can say leadership or steadership. But if you say steadership, then it's, I think it's leadership. I think it's steady the ship, not steer the ship. We can use both if you want to. It depends on what it means.
You can't steer a ship that's not steady, and I think the way we would like to see it is that the ship stays first, then we can talk about the equity steering it. That's how I interpret it.
And it's just a point of sharpening the statements in that same paragraph, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sentence here that starts with committee question. I think just to insert question the delay in finalization because the
Thank you very much.
Under the legislation of the next paragraph, just a grammar point in line 2, that the intended pieces of legislation were not forthcoming, that's just plural, which all affect, not if, again, so plural things.
Yeah.
I told you, it takes some time to warm up, but once I get going, I'm full, yeah. I think it might just be a point of clarity, same paragraph, that deadlines is referring to the new intended legislation. So I think it greatly refers to the Tax Amendment Act, but then it should then talk about the critical infrastructure as the one to come, as opposed to the one that's going to be amended or repealed. Yeah. Because basically, in the examples we have there right now, refer both to what's to come and to what's going to be repealed. I think it must be one or the other.
briefing also by yourself.
The third blood sentence on page 12, blends with other compartments. The apostrophe there is misplaced.
The third
line
of the bottom. Thank you very much, Mr.
Chair, if I may, exactly point the next line with reference to CPF to remove that apostrophe. It was just above it, yes, it doesn't have, which is the correct one.
Thank you very much. Anything on 12? Is it 13? Yes, no,
on the same paragraph, Boy speaks of the matter of payment of CPF. To me, it doesn't sound right. Payment of CPF, I don't know what can we say there, but it doesn't sound right.
I will check if it is suggested that we use the word funding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you very much for your advice. Anything else on 12? 13 is
13. On the first paragraph, I think the third line says the secretary reported that they were working very closely with Citizen South Africa to develop the tool and have the trust.
Thank you very much. The issues at the present cost, particularly the effects of life management, the compliance of that structure.
On the first section, the last sentence, I wonder, should that not refer to discussions with the heads of provincial secretariats? I had also raised a question during this hearing about the increase in the allocation for contractors, and the CFO had explained that that was also in aid of their sort of public awareness, stakeholder engagement, because it related to things like event managers and caterers for those events. So just in making a point about the increases in costs, that they were both going to publicize the white papers for comments, as well as to extend their public engagement contract costs. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other
under self structure, second paragraph, second line, towards the end. In particular, the structure of the steps has changed. The structure is similar.
Thank you for that.
On page 18, in combination, this question provides a color of the combination.
Thank you very, very much for that. Sure. Thank you very much. Anything else on second? Let's go back into the actual recommendations that we already looked at.
Under the additional information section, I'm not sure which one it was, whether it was the white paper on setting security or the police, but there were questions about the implementation plan of one thing. Now, I don't know if we want to include that as a request or additional information about that, because I know they raised it and said that with cabinet and there was a constraint, but at least within the next 6 months, maybe they will be able to provide us with some clarity on the implementation plan for that specific white paper. I'm not sure which one it was. I think it's the safety and security one.
Sure, we can include that for as part of the additional information. However, they did say that the next day that we're going to go to full cabinet. So we can still request the implementation plan. Something wrong with the committee.
Thank you. 40, anything else? 50, and
number of outputs that the NDP in Chapter 12 places on the police and institutions working with the GCPS cluster. Now, in terms of those particular outputs, the department must be able to list those and they must be able to achieve it within 2018-19 in terms of the medium-term strategic framework. The cost is dreadful. Now, what all that is saying is that they must be able to list that and develop it within the next 6 months. You look at the scenes of all of it, and not only a few of it in terms of the NDP.
But it will be the right to say the blueprint for the implementation of the MDP.
Also, Marky, if you can remember, it was a question about Jay Clifford on whether they have a list of all the imperatives of the NDP, especially Chapter 12, like the National Policing Board, all the other requirements in Chapter 12, whether it is listed and achievable, and whether they have a plan to implement it. I think that's where it stems from.
Thank you very much, Jay. Jay, not seem that creative. And the fireworks is okay. No, it isn't okay. Right, then the last report, the last report, we have been going for an hour. I just want to take an occasion. Members want to see back or should we continue?
Okay. 7 and 1/2 minutes, and then we go to the next one. Yeah. Aber ich habe auch ein bisschen so eine Tost.
guys have been taken. I think we should get some budget.
It's a question for clarity and a reminder more than anything else, because I think the committee secretaries have got a better handle on these details. So the point 1.1c about abuse and corruption and the steps being prioritized. Did we raise at any point that the SEPs would need to actually report back to the Commission on the implementation of the anti-corruption strategy and its four pillars and all those points, or was that just the actual position?
Yeah, I can't remember it. Chief, look at the 6.1e. We did a SEP should make available this plan to address corruption at all levels within the SEP.
Yeah, maybe for Secretary's point raised here on my advisor, it's the issue of the community police role for us. Sometimes it's capital, sometimes it's smaller, they just use just to consistent.
Mr. Markey, we did say that the public order police unit must also recruit women, if you remember. So, in terms of the Parliament recommendation, there was the terms of the recommendation was supposed to be the increase of the public order policing unit, so that it grows its cost establishment, and then the footprint around the country has to change in terms of the recommendation. So, I think there are 9 units at the moment, or regions, 9 regions. And I think in the discussion on the recommendations, there was a recommendation that they should increase the staff. If you remember also on the oversight list, there were no women, there were very little, few women that were recruited. So that was one of the issues that was also raised.
No, it was on the
list of. Yeah, I think the former market is maybe the list of the staff. So who is working there? Of. Is that correct? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Then we go to 23, but then 1922, the issue of residents, I think, was raised by a few members also, at the top of the page. And then probably there are 3 issues. Thank you very much. No, we haven't yet dealt with it. Thank you very much for that, Mr. Chair. Not sure. 23.
On the same point, C, and that Honourable Sheikh Imam has raised, continuing on, as to provide written reports. I think it should be on which stations have implemented second policing. Yeah. So we're missing on and has become have.
Based on the 614 program, call first in the A, the recruitment, there seems to be a capital, the recruitment of informers. So it should be more on. Yeah, it
okay, on 6.1.3D. Just a second line about how would intend to communicate the outcomes of its investigations. I think the control investigations to contain it.
Thank you very much for that.
Did you
Strike 23, negative strike 24.
Okay, on the very first point, we just need to remove the apostrophe in its, because that's how it's determined its required budget, its position, not contraction.
Thank you. Maybe D, at the top of the page, maybe there's a B. The department should provide the committee with a report on the training of the BCI personnel in cybercrime training. Maybe just a report of the BCI personnel in cybercrime training. No, maybe the second part is also problematic. They keep on keep right on specific areas of training.
Okay, maybe we want to rephrase that sentence. The committee recommends that the department should focus the training budget for detectives on specific areas for aid of training.
Thank you, members. On that point D of 6.2.1, I'm not clear, and therefore I'm not sure if any future readers would be clear specifically what the additional funding refers to. Is that additional funding? Is that additional funding for the whole police department or for the DPCI? Because the point before is for the DPCI, so.
And which it should be for the DPCI.
Maybe just on 24E, maybe just to include the following. Currently, the committee recommends that the department retain sex policing, but maybe to also include to retain and roll out. Because I think the biggest problem is there isn't a proper roll out at the stage, so we must maintain the momentum and roll out. Not just to retain, but there's still patients that need the roll out. Okay, just want to include the word and roll out. Anything else on 24? Come back to it. In page 25. I just want to make in paragraph K, the second sentence that starts with appropriate brackets, just reflect that word as far as possible. Because where appropriate, they will then make a call is not appropriate in 100 to 200 stations. I mean, our approach to sector policing must be implemented in priority. So, get a supply with as far as possible. Put the onus on
there. On G, Jim? Are we on G?
Yes,
yeah. So, as to minimize overlapping of mandates and functions.
So, as to thank you very much for that. G? Good.
Question on
Thank you very much for that normal marketing career. On normal motivation.
I don't know. The issue of public books was a genuine issue. And how it's been monetized. So I see there's no way we're able to go.
If I remember again, please get seated. I had any person who writes into your pocket books was acting as a commissioner. But I don't think one of the members raised specifically.
Sorry. I think it's in the right.
Oh, there.
Okay.
See, that's a quick there was also an emphasis in the third quarter financial report on pocketbooks as well if I didn't look at it. But maybe I think because it's a burning issue coming from the previous recommendation, it includes some of the parties' plea that they must report on the issue raised in the hearings.
The department is currently reporting quarterly on it.
Okay.
So maybe we can just recommend that they continue, the department continues more to report to the committee on a quarterly basis.
Yes.
I wonder why can we achieve this recommendation by the on identified whereby then you have, for example, Phoenix, for instance, you know that the Phoenix will change the all those things will never be identified to be underperforming things. I think that's why. Okay. By when can we have a report back to say something is being done or has been done to stabilize those things? Because communities around, they're continuing to be victims of the current modern time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just checking now as Mr. Schlockel is speaking. We did raise it on page 20 under the detective turnaround strategy. I said we did raise it. I raised it under the detective turnaround strategy where the staff indicated on page 21 at the top, the staff indicated that the 46 police stations with respect to performance measures and is currently monitoring interventions and report to the committee on a quarterly basis the efficacy of the management interventions put in place. See, I'm just checking, now I'm reading it, what? 64 stations. 64 stations, so we must change that. So we did report that there isn't a firm recommendation actually, as it was from this.
And Chairperson, the management intervention at these stations also included as a target in the APP. To be reported on at the end of the 16-17 financial year. But the committee could recommend that we be updated as and when these sessions are completed within the financial year. We could make a presentation.
Yeah,
no.
As long as there is a
the committee recommends that the staff faces the recovery of myopia and the similar substance as an indicator. I think it must be as an indicator. But still on that one, if the recovery is correct,
I think sometimes the Samson's own technical term is C Yeah, I'm not sure, but I mean, semantics, you know, But yeah, classification, fine. So my question was from the discussion on, what was it? L. Yeah, it was L. In my mind, I have it's been use of the term the detective turnaround strategy. And then I remember that in the two presentations we had from the acting commissioner in November last year and then on Dick Jan this year, they speak about the detective's recovery plan. I just want to check, is there any substantive difference between those two things? Because I can't remember if one came before and then it's been amended to something else, or is it just a relabeling? Yeah.
The initial spoke about the detective's turnaround strategy. The detective's recovery plan is basically the same thing, but in the context of the back-to-basics approach. So when they reported on the back-to-basics approach, they reported on the as a component of the back-to-basics approach, the detective's recovery plan, if you guys remember. So maybe we should use that term here and indicate about the detective's recovery plan.
Well, see, I do seem to recall reading somewhere that there actually had been a detective turnaround strategy formulated some time back. You know, I think it was first mentioned like in 2011 or something. So there actually would be two separate documents when you talk about those differences. Okay.
Thank you very much for that. Very valuable. 25, anything else?
Under conclusion, would it be right that we are thankful that we have...
Yes, the second line of that same conclusion paragraph is, there seems to be a word missing. And will, I think it will work to turn around. It just says will to turn.
Will to turn around.
Second line and a conclusion.
If we take that to two.
Two.
Yeah. No, South Africa, I think they're in the campus over here, the south. Are you happy with comments? At the top of page 26.
Now on 25.
Yeah.
On that one. If you read the whole paragraph, does it come out okay? I'm not sure.
Can you repeat that over body?
The whole, we know that stuff is creating a new mental energy. Focus and we'll turn up I think the second one is wrong.
Yes.
It is the will, not the will. Turn around. The will.
That's the will.
The will.
So then we place of the two, we put it in the
will.
Now.
Yes, I see.
Now it makes
sense. If you read correctly, I don't mind you saying. It says the portfolio committee of police, health, that the subject is playing a new emerging energy, focus and will to turn around the crime situation in South Africa by embarking on the back-to-basics approach, which encourages all police officers to show discipline, respect and professionalism for citizens of the country. So it's will too. And the world to come. If you come about 2 weeks, the world to turn around.
Anything else in this paragraph? Right.
It's going to page one.
Trajectory, but not to big English.
Is it called for simple English?
Approach.
So we're replacing the rejected with a poach.
Anything else on 3, Corey? Can we move to 4?
Maybe just the sincerely part, we part to the nation in the world, the good Narskom, maybe we must just say National Commission. The Narskom is kind of the female situation.
It refers to the fact that the crimes that the DPCI investigates, I think the threshold is over 5 million rand as is serious, and the rest, the serious economic or not serious, commercial company in the interest investigates it. So if you want to, I can trace it in that.
Maybe
the
second ship, we can just stop the mark.
And then it will be the better. Okay. And the next projection and security services did, however, raise their content that blue light was being abused. Can it be something like the blue light or...?
Well, the president of the union used the word blue light. Yeah,
he called it. Yeah, but... Yeah. Emergency light. It's safer. Unless you want to use the blue light.
You
want
to make it like a lamp out of it.
But should it be... What abuse it is like, for the world. Do we take the light, the trigger of the light out, or do we change the light?
Thank you. Colleagues, can you move to the strategic priorities?
The question is always to educate my dad. What the Tapu said, we have to recommend that the commission return the food that they said and so stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we usually, if it's institutions outside, we listen to them. If there's really an issue, we judge that what they say. The strategic priority for SAP 16-13 on page 5, under 31, State of the Nation address 4 lines. We say the president also had concern over the number 57, but then we said we got the 58 results. So we need that to 57. Okay, then we will just
I'll check it.
Right, the
in WC is also in the 32 strategic plans, managed by the AG. Given the policy directive, the operational strategic operations in the back of the baby. And where number 341 the heading, should we maybe qualify the back to basic approach or the back to basic? Should be a bit slow. Then you go to page 8, organization environment, the performance environment. Anything on tape?
The question under 3.5, sentence number 4, in place of tends to significantly be plus.
Yeah, I agree that. Yeah. Sure. Thank you for writing that. Report 3.6 first instance, report incident.
Incident.
Just. Right. Anything else on 8? Then go to 9. Then on the 4 is in the budget narrative from the ND. And the 10. 11, 5 of them fell, 13, 14 is the program, 15, 15 is exceptions, 16 is conservation, 17 is protection security services, and then we come to so many levels of the right. Unless it's anything. So 18 leaders are welcome to write it, but then we come to 18 just to check whether all members from Swimming Society on board, number 4, committee deliberations, page 19. Then it is a target in the key set budget, set structure, I think there is some stuff here.
Chair, the paragraph on the NDP, just line 2 is the removal of the apostrophe APPs, and then the third sentence of particular concern were the indicators. Not what?
On the NDP,
on the last, second last line of that NDP chapter, the reference to the General's Conference, that would need an apostrophe, Generals. Okay, this is a question on the paragraph about SAP's budget. Maybe I just need to be reminded. The point it makes about the reduction in competition for employees in the outer years, that it means the reduction in the numbers of personnel. Was that the case, that the actual baseline of the port establishment would be reduced, or was it that they were going to relook at the filling of vacancies?
Well, sure, they were going to reduce the compensation to employees budget in the outer years.
Yeah.
So that would affect the number. So that particular budget line item, compensation to employees.
Yeah.
That actually affects the number.
Okay. Now, because I think you recall when we got a briefing about how they were going to accommodate the cost containment measures two floors down, there was, I think you recall, General Skitter saying something about how they were not going to reduce the current size of the force, but they were going to basically freeze filling vacancies and then restructure to, but basically if you're saying they're going to go down from the current sort of 1,000 odd by a couple of thousand, then, yeah.
I think Honourable Beatty is correct. All that General Skitter was saying to us was that they were not going to fill the position out the years. It would have been correct, he said. They wouldn't fill the post, they would use national edition. That means when anybody resigned or tried, they just won't fill the post. That's, I think, what he says with. So, that's how they would, as part of the cost containment measures, that's how they were going to deal with it.
Just a clarification, because when you say reduce the numbers of personnel, can kind of downsizing, for example, we actually actively remove people. Yeah.
I'm writing the middle of the last paragraph where it speaks of Deputy National Commissioner and Regional Commissioner. What are Regional Commissioner?
Regional Commissioner is those projects that was granted in the National Innovation Environment for the country divided into three regions. And that's where the former Provincial Commission of Gauteng is the former head of the Institute of Gauteng, and the former head of the Commission of Gauteng.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on the team? Can we go to 20? Police professionalism is coming from three sector policing and sector turnaround strategy.
In under police professionalism, 9245, members highlighted the fact that there appears, missing an S there, to be a command and control problem, and then I would suggest a comma to indicate that the next clause is an example with police officers at station level.
Thank you for that.
attending our company, I think we just have an extra word there. The first sentence might be better to say the committee questioned whether the increased budgets of the department have led to ensuring blah blah. So it should take out given. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
On the training program, they had to be equity for rape victims all over the country. Can't we say that the rape victims will be treated the same throughout the whole country? Because once you say equity, already you are thinking of the same.
Question. Thank you. Colleague, anything else to do? Can you go to 21? Low charges, EPC, archive, intelligence, protection, and security, still. Sorry, Chase, a last point at the bottom of 20. Thickens dark line. I think that's apostrophe in detectives needs to be removed. It's just a detective's environment.
Because on the first one, you already spoke of the leadership ability. Countries they can't let and have the one talking of the king. On the first sentence, you speak of leadership ability.
And now on the second sentence, can't we discuss the part that speaks again of the leadership ability and only speak on the chain?
See the option. That's fine.
The accuracy and effectiveness of information from receipts from crime intelligence.
Chair, the last sentence also in the crime intelligence, I think that should be corruption and collusion within the crime intelligence, either environment or division as an addition, and then should be all being addressed for corruption and collusion, so to make it plural. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the proposal of the government judge to take it off seasons, I think it should be really written out rather than just anything else we want?
Yeah, it's on protection and security services. You said the steps recorded at the working conditions of the staff members have changed as they will be moving to a different building. So maybe that's giving the wrong message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll change it.
Yeah.
They did say maybe we're looking through the factual purposes that we can check when they come back with it actually happened.
Yeah.
Anything else in one point? Then we go to the back to 2223. 24, 25. Is there anything that they want to ask of the religious
at the bottom of page 21 covers about the VIP protection policy and national equipment should be just being developed. Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Paragraph on 6.1. Committee has to protect the following information we should invest that should.
Anything else in the think the most important recommendation that we make here is the fact that we are proposing that the BPCI should be affected by it. And remember, the Constitutional Court only could program. The Treasury was of the view which should be a separate program, not a different program fixed. As a committee, we are actually saying the status of the BPCI should be innovated to ensure the payments. So I think it's a very good group that we actually have to oversight and maybe put that on the table directly, going further than actually the Constitutional Court with any implementation. So I think it's very good for the Parliament.
And we do that and resolve that in the House, it would be very difficult for Treasury to ignore it.
Yeah.
And for the technocrats, they all do what we need.
So, this is for
the
question. Anything else on the recommendation?
Sorry, Chair, on 23 program, I'm just worried about whether we're emphasizing enough about the serious challenges we can and our people living in danger every single day. I mean, you know, we read about it every day. I mean, I don't know if we need to strengthen that, our recommendation with regard to that from the department. I mean, what we're asking them for is a report on the progress, the gang threat. I'm not sure if that's strong enough, you know, some department with regards to the serious challenge of gang
threat. Yes. That isn't a recommendation.
Oh,
the request for further information from the program.
My colleagues, anything else that we may move to adoption?
Mr. President, I'm not sure whether when we were doing this, did we deal with 6.2.1D? I can't remember whether I...
6.1D, okay. Based on the trend budget.
Mm-hmm. We dealt with that one.
The committee recommends the department should focus the training budget for the detectives on specific areas of threat. So we need environment is
placed. Chair, link to what we've already said, as you said, we do not have a recommendation on gangs, so that's something that we could do.
Okay. I think it's a topical issue. We're likely to be over as proposed on the same. Sorry to be on the spot, but my that only that we request has to be serious attention to the gang strategy or fall back on the, you know, the utilization of the different gang units. What is something that we got?
Yes, I think the plan is a mechanism is what you think. Clearly not what you can see. The challenge of the game is to be...
Yes, Chief,
the police did not launch Operation Combat. That was briefly suspended for about a week, I think. And then the gang warfare broke out. I see they now re-implemented the...
Across
the country.
Okay. So maybe they have some of the implementation plans. I mean, in terms of dealing with the updated implementation plans.
My most position is that we have to specialize in anti-gang units. And if you have to support
them, you have to have the only issue we can discuss in the future, but I think the purposes of the, yeah, of the report, let's get the consensus point of view, that's a report back to us on the implementation of the added gang strategy to deal with issues. So deal with the NDP is in favor of specialized units. But the implementation of that unit depends on one budget, and secondly, the fact. Now, the question is, if you ask the implementation of all the specialized units, it's not viable. We've seen that it must be done on an effective implementation rate
over the long.
On the shape, are you happy with
the
approach?
Yes. I think I am highly convinced that we don't know what can cause this existence. I don't know anything, but
as a country, I think we are not going to be and done a thorough analysis of what actually that brings about this can say to say. Remember, we were in this state. So it is a foreign aspect and all that. Now, just to, for us to go and say, we are first calling to go for a combat mission, combat one. Okay. It should be just about fighting, but it's to analyze it and all that. By analyzing, it will help us. Recently, this morning when I was listening to the 10th general, indicating of some of the challenges facing the country and all that. But we are even beginning to alert some other departments today. Here, for us to be able to win this particular battle, we need the cooperation in terms of ensuring that they are able to move as certain partners in terms of this. Otherwise, really, the police will be in a firefighting exercise, I can tell you. While in terms of national gathering, where are these drugs coming from and all this? So that it is difficult services that all these things are unleashed to ensure that we come out of these things and then at the Singapore level, we check up for this. Otherwise, we shall never be fighting a war that we don't even know how it is going to evolve.
Jim, last year the National Intelligence Coordinating Committee had a series of engagements around the country where they were looking at the threat, and I'm sure that they produced a report. I'm not sure it's going to be goes to this committee, which goes to the Standing Committee on Intelligence. But I don't think it will come to the committee unless this committee asks him to do that. But I do know I was one of the people they interviewed on that strategy because of my work in the gang field. So I think that there is something that they've put together, I'm sure they finalized it. And something that maybe if I go to the Intelligence Committee, maybe they would table it, but I'm not sure if they're the table yet. Just for them to table their strategy.
No, three of the members we had last year meeting on the gate Right, can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended report?
I don't know what to say.
Are you proposing?
No, I'm not proposing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members. We come to the
reservation. Thank you.
Reservation. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this meeting. May I just indicate that we will be meeting tomorrow in M515, Mars Valley, at 10 o'clock, not 9 o'clock, as you can on the leverage. 10 o'clock, just to adopt a few committee reports as well as our report on the Department of Police in that seminar that we have. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you're going to be able to get a little bit of a